All right, we are getting you ready for Lakers-Celtics tonight. I got a question for you, Michael. Michael's hanging out with us here. Ireland's in today. He had a little voice thing that is now fixed, and he's able to do the show and call the game tonight, which is great.
I love you.
I'm going to lean heavily on Michael.
Oh, yeah, I'll take her over. Let me and Sliwa do the show tonight.
Oh.
Lakers take the ball outside. Oh, great. LeBron dunks the ball.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I'm Slee. Here's my question, Michael. So, you know, I like going, trying to figure stuff out using numbers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, when LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis are on the floor together, the Lakers get outscored by almost 3 points.
Yeah.
What's the explanation for that?
Too much one-on-one play. LeBron starts pounding the rock. Sometimes Russell Westbrook starts dribbling around, and the ball, you don't get good ball movement because they're all three
You're
so good.
You're absolutely right. There are ball stoppers in that group.
Yeah, there's too much isolation. And then sometimes it goes to Melo, the same thing. He starts pounding the ball in the post, and then four guys start stop and watch. There's no more cutting. There's no more moving.
So how do you fix that?
Because
they have hardly played together, right?
Right.
For all intents, they played about half the games.
It's called calling a timeout and emphasize ball and man movement. The Warriors do it. The Spurs do it, making that extra pass. You see a team bogged down, going stagnant, going one-on-one too much, isolation plays.
But Ireland, isn't this what we said all along when Russell Westbrook, at least I said all along, is that, you know, you've got two ball-dominant guys in the offense, and right now, it hasn't been working. It hasn't been successful. And I will acknowledge that they haven't played together very much, but that connectivity doesn't exist right now.
Yeah, they can get better, though. They can improve.
But they got to practice it. They got to implement it. The coaching staff has to insist on it. Ball movement, boys. We got to need ball movement. Get the ball to Anthony Davis on the move, coming across the paint. Because once he gets the ball on the move, there's nothing you can do. He's going to make his move. Double teams can't come and take the ball out of his hands. He can score at will. It's pretty simple stuff. I don't understand why they can't implement it. I mean,
12-12, man.
Yeah, I mean,
12-12.
Yeah, the defense is inconsistent. They don't know how to hold big leads. You're right. It's inexcusable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's it's not been the big thing is I don't think, at least I don't get the impression. I mean, I remember the bubble year and how much fun everybody was having.
They don't recognize who's got the hot hand. One game Malik Monk looked like Steph Curry and Clay out there. Couldn't miss.
But
and he went 10 minutes without taking a shot.
Don't you think it looks like they're not having fun?
Well, when they
it doesn't look like it did the year we won the championship, where everybody was celebrating each other and there was a lot of joy on the side. I don't see that. Do you, Ireland?
I think Michael's right. You have fun when you win.
Yeah.
And when you're not winning, everybody's miserable.
Uh-huh.
But, Michael, the defense is – I've always felt defense is a fixable thing.
Yes, yes it is.
It's harder to fix the offense. If you got guys who can't score or can't shoot or can't get to the rim, I mean, but none of that is true with the Lakers. They just defensively need to build an identity. And if they can do that, there was a stretch, for example, Mace, in Sacramento, where they came out for the second half.
Right.
And outscored the Kings 37-15.
Right.
And they were flying all over the place. Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis were out there at the same time that the Kings couldn't even get a shot off.
Yeah, that was going to be the turning point.
And then the Clippers came out and just carved them up. So if they could figure out a defensive identity, I think everything falls into place. And, Michael, I may be being overly optimistic here, but in the West, I think there's Golden State and Phoenix, and nobody else I would pick to beat the Lakers in a seven-game series if they can figure out this defense thing.
It's wide open. Anybody who's going to has a chance to jump up in the top.
But at this moment, I think they're playing very much like a sixth seed.
Yeah, no question. Can't make excuses for
them. No, they are the sixth seed.
Yeah. They're very inconsistent.
You know, that's the truest statement I've ever made.
But maybe
they are literally the sixth seed, and I said they're playing like the sixth seed.
Maybe the right tonics in town tonight to cure them of all their ills, the hated Celtics.
So I want to throw
out. Are you going to the game?
I'm not going to the game
what?
Tonight, Mike.
Not even for a half?
No, I'm
it's
at the
Celtics.
I'm at the tail end of a really long run. I'm trying to make it to vacation. I'm trying to make it to vacation this week.
Yeah, your job is so exhausting. You're digging. Well, it's hard digging that ditch, isn't it? My goodness.
I'm not complaining about digging. I'm not complaining about my job. I'm saying I'm looking forward to vacation like a normal person would.
Yeah, but you're just sitting there talking. How hard is that?
It's hard. It's somebody different every day.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so I want to throw out there this idea that you had, Michael, which is which team the Celtics are in town tonight. The Lakers played the Clippers on Friday. If you had to have one of those teams win the championship, would it be the Clippers or would it be the Celtics? Michael, your answer is the Clippers.
The Celtics.
The Celtics, right.
Yes.
You don't want the Clippers to win a championship.
I don't want to act like they own L.A. and all of a sudden.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, you guys are giving the Clippers way too much credit.
Oh,
it would be literally one day. Like, if they had a parade.
If they win, they'll never shut up.
No, if they had a parade, it would be over in 2 days.
They will cover up our banners, then they'll hang their
they do that already.
I know, but then they'll hang their little banner out front. And would we cover their banner?
No. We don't even we pretend they're not even there.
Exactly. But we'd hear them.
They'll be there if they win the title.
Oh, yeah.
Jorge, what about you?
The Celtics.
You'd rather have the Celtics win,
yeah.
Bergman?
I'm Celtics.
Yeah, so you're alone on this, Ireland. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm with Dr. Jerry Buss, the greatest owner in the professional history of sports. Anybody but the Celtics is the answer.
877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. The Clippers are the team I don't want to win. Now, I tease this, and Jorge keeps coming back to it. Is it because you're really interested or because you want me to pay off the tease?
Pay off the tease.
Okay. So Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite actors. He's actually got The Matrix coming out in a couple weeks.
Another one.
Yeah. The first one in like 20 years. Uh-huh. And he was asked, if you had to figure out who he is and you had to watch three of his movies, which movies would you watch? John, what do you think? His three movies that he has advised people to watch if they want to know who he is.
Wow. Well, one of them has to be The Matrix.
The Matrix is absolutely one of them. You have to watch the original Matrix. It's friggin' genius.
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Bill and Ted is not there. Am I right?
It is not there. You are correct.
So I'm going to say that Devil's Advocate's on there because of who he co-starred with.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Al Pacino, Charlize Theron.
Go ahead and do the line. You've got the Al Pacino line all locked.
God is an absentee landlord.
That is Pacino at his scenery eating best.
Okay,
and
now
what do you think the third one is?
All right, I'm
the
just
lake
gonna,
house.
No,
the lake house.
Speed.
It's not Speed.
I'm gonna say it's Hardball.
No,
John Wick.
You know what? He didn't put John Wick on there, and John Wick is fantastic. John
what
Wick
is
4
it?
Is coming up. It is Point Break.
Oh, I was about to say.
Oh, Point Break was great.
Point Break is a great movie. So the three movies he says you should watch if you want to know who he is are The Matrix, The Devil's Advocate, and Point Break. It's hard to argue with those three picks. Point Break is like a classic movie. Classic. Uh-huh. And Keanu Reeves has got The Matrix coming out. Do you ever see The Matrix, Michael?
Yeah,
Red pill, blue pill.
What does
red
he
pill,
make?
Blue pill.
What do you mean?
Do you take the red pill or do you take the blue pill?
I don't take no pills.
You choose.
You know,
you choose
remember,
no
Michael, remember we used to have a point guard named Ramon Sessions?
Oh, yeah.
He swore to me once, think about this, that he has never, ever taken a pill of any kind in his life.
Yeah, I can believe that. Some people are like that.
Never, ever? Not
never
even
ever.
A vitamin?
Not even a vitamin. Some people are just different from the regular
people. I just don't.
Dave Miller, who all we know, the coach Miller, says he's never set foot in a Starbucks. Not even to get a scone or a biscotti. And his wife goes to Starbucks all the time. How is that even possible?
Al Michaels, the great legendary announcer, swears he has never eaten a vegetable.
Oh, come on.
Ever.
That's even by accident. How is that even possible?
Yeah, that's not possible. And it's not good for you either.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Al Michaels claims he's never eaten a vegetable.
Yeah, Google it.
Oh, come on.
Never
had a salad?
Or a piece
never.
Of lettuce or a tomato?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, tomatoes.
Ever.
Get Al Michaels on the show.
All right. Michael Kay, who has our job in New York City, swears to me, and I pinned him down on it, has never, ever used a condiment of any kind.
What?
No mustard, no ketchup, no mayonnaise, nothing.
That's crazy.
Has never used a condiment.
Does salt and pepper count as a condiment?
I didn't ask him that.
Is that a condiment, Bergman?
Salt and pepper? No.
That's not a condiment?
That's not a condiment. That's a seasoning.
Okay, yeah, you're
seasonings
right.
And condiments are two different things.
Everybody's
like, no.
I'll make a confession. I think I'm the odd one around here. Maybe the oddest one in L.A. I have never tried drugs in my life.
I'm with you on that one.
You never smoked a you never took
really?
A puff off a joint?
I've never done it.
And around, all of my boys around me was all smoking and passing the joints around. I said, hey, Michael, you want some? I go, no.
Same here.
Do you agree with Al Harrington? Al Harrington says, and he's in this business now, he's in the cannabis. He says 90% of NBA players smoke cannabis.
Well, I kind of think there is something to it because the NBA stopped testing for it.
They quit testing.
Yeah, so exactly. I don't know if it's 90%, but I would say it's north of 75.
Yeah, so the NBA figures it's a battle we can't win. So, you know, what's the point?
All right. Let's sneak in some calls on that subject. If one team had to win a championship, Celtics or Clippers, which would you not want to win is basically who do you not want to win the championship?
Both teams, as you consider it, both teams are obnoxious. Both their fan bases are obnoxious. Completely but one fan base is 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, it's a good
Michael, and one is 2 miles away.
Michael, as obnoxious as Clipper Darrell is, I want you to think of Cedric Maxwell having one more title than you.
I only got to see him twice a year.
There you
Clipper
go.
Fans, I got to see
you
him every day.
All right, get in some calls on that coming up next for you. Game of Games a little bit later on this hour. Michael, you got a chance to play. It's not your game today.
That's right.
It's actually Ireland's game. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dun, 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 dun. Christmas music, Michael. It's Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. I love it, man. Puts you in a festive mood.
Yes, it does.
Just don't talk to Santa Slee. He'll bring you down.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, everybody.
He's very analytical. How do you deal with that? He's very analytical
I know, man.
About everything.
He keeps me on my toes.
The Spock and the Jock name really does fit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It really does fit.
Very, very logical.
All right, so which team would you not want to see win a championship? The Clippers or the Celtics? The Celtics are in town tonight. The Clippers beat us on Friday. Let's go to Rick. Rick is in San Fernando. Rick, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up? I'm with John. I would rather see the Clippers win because I have a dream that before I die, the Lakers will have the most championships in NBA history. And I can't have the Celtics win.
But that'll happen this year when the Lakers win their 18th.
We're going to have to fight back. It's too far. We're climbing so far. We got to go up. We don't even have more than them yet.
I know, but if it's tied with 17, the Lakers will get their 18th this year, then you'll have then you can die.
Here. Oh. Thank you, Rick.
No, don't die. Don't die on us. He wants you to be around for more than that.
Now, here's what I don't understand about you guys.
You actually have to say to a caller, please don't die. Right.
Yeah, please don't die.
People will think I'm serious.
Now, I know you can't say anything anymore. But guys, if the Lakers don't win the title, all right, they would still have 17 and the Clippers would have one.
So I know, but
the Celtics would have 18, one more than the Lakers. The Clippers aren't in the Lakers league when it comes to titles. Why do you think that one title would even make a drop in the ocean of titles
because
that the Lakers have?
I don't want to hear the argument that this is now a Clipper town and the Lakers. I don't care. They will forget about the Lakers 17.
Oh, that whole where streetlights, we're not spotlights.
Right.
Did you guys see
our way.
Right. Okay, did you guys see Arash's tweet today?
No. What do you say?
Okay, so the Lakers play the Celtics tonight. All right, tomorrow night, the Celtics play the Clippers. Okay? The get-in price for the game tonight. So just to get in the building, anywhere in the building, what do you guys think it is?
Lowest price?
Yeah, anywhere, like way up top in the top row.
300 section?
Yeah, 300 section.
I'll say 250.
No, it's $86.
Okay.
What do you think it is tomorrow night?
Probably face value, $30.
$6.
$6?
Yeah. The Lakers play at a different league, and so do the Celtics
Clippers. But
you guys are giving
annoying.
The Clippers too much shine.
It would be annoying for them to win.
Yes.
Not as annoying as if the – well, here's Adrian in Ontario. Hey, Adrian, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, what's going on, John? What's up, fellas?
Yo, Adrian.
So when you're first-class franchise like the Lakers or the Celtics, and you're eating in the top of the trees, you don't care about what's going on at the bottom. You don't worry about the turtles and how they're eating. Man. Come on.
It would be annoying to hear about it for a year, Adrian. It would be annoying to hear about it for a year.
That's right. But the turtles are on the bottom after they eat. If you let them eat the same things the Lakers eat, they'll be going, hey, let us up there. We belong up there. That's my tree. That's my tree. Get out of my tree. That's what you would hear.
Do you have that as a drop there?
Have it shortly.
That'll be the Clippers yipping at the Lakers.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think you two guys are underestimating how much Laker fans hate the Celtics.
I hate the Clippers as much as the Celtics.
All right, so far we got two people that say never let the Celtics win. Let's go to Lewis in Oregon on line 10. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, what's going on, man? So as much as we hate the Celtics, you know, I would rather see them win than the Clippers, because if the Clippers win one, that's going to equal to our 17.
Exactly.
They're going to act like it.
They're going to act like, oh, we have one, and you know, that's good enough for us. One is 17 for them, and you know, they're already out here walking around with their chest all puffed out. So we don't need any more. We don't need to give them any more reason.
Exactly.
For
there you go, Lewis.
Lewis.
The people have spoken, John.
Hey, let us up there. We belong up there. That's my tree. That's my tree. Get out of my tree.
What are you talking about? The people have spoken.
The people have spoken.
We've taken three calls, and two of them say never the Celtics. Let's go to Juan in Glendale. Hey, Juan, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, thank you, guys, for taking my call. Hey, man, no way. The Clippers. Hell no. Can you imagine Ballmer dancing at the championship?
Yeah.
No way in their new arena.
Yeah.
Hell no. Lakers, Celtics, I'd rather see them win any time over the paperclip. No way.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, they'd be so obnoxious. You couldn't take it.
See, all right. The people have spoken, John.
It's 2-2. Slow your roll.
2-2.
Eric and Covina. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Eric. I can't believe my ears. I mean, it's like I'm listening to immature Laker fans. When you're a mature Laker fan, I'm in my mid-50s. I witnessed a lot of championships.
Yep.
We're a great organization.
Yes, agreed.
We don't worry about mediocre, good organization. We don't worry about them. If we got to bring ourselves down to their level, hey, congratulations. You won your one championship. When you get your next 17, let us know, because we're always looking ahead. We're not looking behind our back seats. Dudes trying to nip at our ankles. We're after greatness. We will continue after greatness. And anybody else who gets close to us, we knock them on the side, because we're looking forward. We're not looking behind. So I don't know why everybody's looking at the Clippers. Screw them. We don't want the people that are 3,000 miles away getting a championship ahead of us.
Eric,
we're shooting for 18.
Thank
not
you, man.
One.
Thank you, man.
Wake up.
What do the Clippers say again? I'm trying to remember. What do the Clippers, Michael?
Hey, let us up there. We belong up there. That's my tree. That's my tree. Get out of my tree. That's exactly how it would be. And then Clipper Dow will be driving up and down our streets with a bullhorn. Let's go, Clippers. Let's go. By 3 a.m. in the morning. Is that what you want, Ireland?
Yeah,
Ballmer would be obnoxious.
I'm fired up to be here today. Who's that?
That's Ballmer.
That's Ballmer motorboating.
Exactly. There you go. You want to hear that all year long? Fired up to be here today.
Yeah, it's one title.
I don't care. It'll make it seem like it's
20. We got one title sitting around in a drawer somewhere.
They will milk that till there's no more milk left in the cow.
Can you imagine how obnoxious they will be?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't care. I don't see why Ireland doesn't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it. You got to live with that every day. You only see the Celtics twice a year.
Yeah, but I always, always defer to Dr. Buss. One of the last things he said to me, Michael, is the answer to any question like that is anybody but the Celtics. So you can make up you can do tree sounds and make up and say you're scared of Clipper Daryl. Dr. Buss.
We're not scared of Clipper Daryl. He annoys the.
Right. But Dr. Buss, who was the greatest owner you ever played for, Michael, you've told me many times.
Yeah. Greatest owner in sports history.
Says the answer is, and I would imagine Jeannie feels the same
way. Do you have it on tape, by the way?
Yeah.
Have it on tape?
I did it in an I'd have to have the guys at KCAL dig it up. But
yeah, I think we need evidence that was actually said.
fired up to be here today.
Hey, yeah. Hey, let us up there. We belong up there. That's my tree. That's my tree. Get out of my tree.
That's exactly how
that might be my new favorite drop of all time.
Well, if we're sitting up in the top of the tree and now they just won a championship, they'd be ordering us out of the tree.
Hey, yeah. Hey, let us up there. We belong up there. That's my tree. That's my tree. Get out of my tree.
Exactly. Fired up to be here today. And then we got to hear that.
And the Kawhi laugh
That's
at the
right.
end.
Exactly. Man. L.A. wouldn't be big enough for the both of us after that.
No, absolutely.
One of us would have to leave.
One of us would have to leave.
Gee, I wonder which one it would be.
Yeah. All right, Kono, next week, more of this.
And, Mace, I thought we were going to get Lincoln Riley today. We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't get Lincoln Riley.
But I have a dog.
He's landing a big recruit today,
okay,
I'm sure.
I have a dog dilemma involving Lincoln Riley.
You know what?
You and I all love dogs, so I'll throw it at you now.
Okay, good.
I would ask them a tough question.
Which is?
Do you think you're going to be as good as that other Coach Riley?
Well, how many did Pat win?
Mike Riley?
No. Mike Riley. In L.A.? Pat Riley, baby.
I thought you were talking about Mike
Who won
Riley.
Four titles here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question,
that's
Michael.
That's right. I would ask them that.
The answer is yes.
You got a lot to live up to there, Coach, yeah. That name Riley. You think you can live up to it? I would ask them that. How about that?
I hope Coach calls right now so you can, we can actually tell. Because you always say, I would have asked this, but never at any point are you here to actually ask a tough question.
I'm not afraid to ask the tough questions, baby. I'm not like you and Ireland.
Yeah, your idea of a tough question is, will you win as many as Pat Riley?
That's right. That's a tough.
Will you
that puts
win
him
as
on
many
the spot.
As Pat Riley? Are you going to be the best Riley?
It's like a pun factory.
It is. It's a pun factory.
I think that's a legitimate question. We have the expectations we have at SC, don't we?
Play the tree drop for Coach Riley, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, hey, let us up there. We belong up there. That's my tree. That's my tree. Get out of my tree.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
The Christmas song.
You think this is it?
Yeah, this is it for me. I do a great version of this song.
I know. I heard you sing this before. You did a good job.
Michael, do you know who this is singing?
Wait, let me hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Johnny Mathis.
No.
Nat King Cole.
That's Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
I like the Johnny Mathis version better than the Nat King Cole.
They're both legends.
Yeah.
All right, so here is, Mace, the dog dilemma.
Okay, dog dilemma.
Okay. So you guys tell me how you would handle it if you were Lincoln Riley. Okay. I was going to ask Lincoln this, but he didn't make the show.
Okay.
So... he has, if I have my facts right, two daughters and two dogs coming with him from Oklahoma. The names of the dogs are Boomer and Sooner.
Okay.
So, now that he's moving to California, assuming the dogs are coming with him, do you keep the names Boomer and Sooner? Do you call them by nicknames? Do you keep calling them Boomer and Sooner?
I change their names.
Do you change? Is it now? Would that be mean to change a dog's name?
No, Fight. I'd call one Fight and the other one On.
So Lincoln Riley was on the morning show with Keyshawn. A little while ago, and he asked this question. So here's the cut.
Yeah, you know, you got another little problem on your hands. You probably didn't even realize, or maybe you did. There's a rumor, obviously, circulating out there. I don't know how true this is, but you got a couple dogs, Boomer and Sooner. And now you're at USC. You're going to have to change those names. Now, can you get them to respond to Fight and On?
Where are they going? Fight, On. Where are you going? No, back
good, good, good thing. That is a rumor, so I don't have to change any dog's name. So good thing. A lot of people have asked that question. But good thing that's a rumor. So dogs get to keep the names, and here we go.
Well, even if it was true, you don't change the dogs' names.
You can change the dogs.
But they don't respond. They respond.
I can change my dog's names.
You think how long would it take them to respond to a new name?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Every time I call Sophie, Fredo comes.
Really?
Yeah, Fredo's very confused. He thinks anytime any dog is called, it's his turn.
Wow.
Sophie and Fredo.
If Clay changed Rocco's name to Buster.
What kind of dog is Rocco?
English Bulldog.
English Bulldog.
He wouldn't respond to
How
Buster.
Old?
10.
Does he live with Clay?
Clay? Yeah. He wouldn't respond to 10.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't want no dog.
No, well, you take care of Rocco a lot.
Yeah, when Rocco's down, we take care of him, but I don't want to be picking up poop in my 60s.
Yeah.
I ain't got
Not
time
in your
for that.
60s, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's more like poopy diapers. That's enough.
Yeah. Jorge, do you have a dog? No dog.
I do not, no.
Bergman, you don't have a dog. Either.
I do.
Oh, you
dog.
Do? What's your dog's name?
Lola.
How old is Lola?
Lola is 5 years old.
So if you changed her name,
she's
how
American
long?
Bulldog.
Would she respond to a new name?
So she was, I just found out actually that her name was Lucy before I got her. She was a rescue. Her name was Lucy, and we just called her Lola because that was what we were told. So they can change names.
How long did it take for them to respond to a new name?
Sounds like it didn't take long at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She was young when you got her, right?
She was
a puppy?
Four. No, she was four.
Four?
Yeah, I've had her for about a year. Oh, she'll be six next year. So, yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know dogs could just respond to a new
dogs
name.
Dogs are smart.
It just has to be similar.
So, Mace, it isn't mean to change the name?
No, I don't think it's mean to change the name. I mean, I don't necessarily have... Now, it sounds like he does not have two dogs named Boomer and Sooner.
But
he does have two dogs. But he didn't say what the dogs' names were.
I've been told that...
Suppose there were Kyler and
Greg. In the answer, does he say what the dogs' names are?
No, he doesn't. He just says, I don't have to change my dogs' names.
It's Kyler and Murray. Or Baker and Mayfield.
Baker and Mayfield.
And then Kyler and Baker.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
Maybe Boomer and Sooner were the nicknames, Mace. Maybe the dogs are named like Callie and Fido, but they called him Boomer and Sooner.
Kyler and Baker.
So you're saying the dogs had pseudonyms.
Or nicknames.
Nicknames. What dog has a nickname?
Like everybody called Michael Bells when he played, but that's not his name.
Right.
Okay, so I call my dog, her name's Lola, but I don't call her Lola all the time, and she'll come. I call her Bubbies and Wubbies and all those
kind of
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I call Sophie Soferdoof.
Yeah, you change their name all the time. They still come.
Yep.
As long as you just call it. It's just about the
Juan
tone of your voice.
Juan calls Sophie Toonsie Boots.
Toonsie
Boots.
The dog is all confused.
Oh, that dog is so confused.
Yeah, don't know what our identity is.
Fredo is Freddy Fun Pants.
Really?
Yeah, so that could be it.
Yeah, it could be nicknames. You're right.
Yeah, because technically, when we got Reagan, we got her when she was 6 weeks old, and when she was born, they called her Callie. We just renamed her Reagan.
Yeah.
Well, what does Lisa call you? What pet names does she have for you, Ireland? Heads?
No, what she will say is, hey, make me a sandwich.
Boy.
Step to it.
That's right.
Hey, poor John, boy. I am in communications now with the Chargers. I've opened a line of dialogue with the Chargers.
How's that going for you?
Well, I think we're making progress. We're making progress.
You do, huh?
The Jasso Bosa?
I'll read one line.
Okay.
We'd love to accommodate the request, but to be frank, we don't really feel comfortable entrusting our guys to John Ireland for an interview.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
That's what the email says.
Yeah, wonder where they got that.
Why, they don't think Ireland could be fair? Just because he's a Ram fan?
He says, it's not like he has season tickets and or is a Giants Rams fans or anything. That would be crazy, but knowing him, he probably has some kind of bet with you that he can get a guy on your show.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So they were listening to your show.
So how do you
they
think?
Are listening.
How do you think this is going to go for you?
I think Josh is going to come through. I'm a big Josh. I've always been a big Josh guy. Josh supporter.
Rip Rat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Josh is
great
good.
Guy. Great yeah. guy. Yeah. One of the best.
You think Josh is going to pick you?
I call him best in the business. That's my nickname for Josh.
You think Josh is going to pick you over me?
Yeah, in this particular instance, sure.
Okay.
It's let's an opportunity how, to expand the Chargers brand.
All right, let's see how it goes.
They should want to put Justin Herbert on with you guys.
Yeah, they should.
They will.
Promote him up.
Justin
man.
Be great. Yeah,
they
the
will.
The thing that pisses me off is the moment I'm on vacation, that's when they give all the Charger guests. Because they don't trust me. I'm not trustable, apparently.
So you'll get $50,000?
No, it says right there in the email. It's me.
Oh, Josh is in a... You've been emailing him already. Wait a minute. So I'm emailing with the Chargers PR guy, and you are at the same time. Oh,
that's amazing.
This is,
what a move,
this is
Ireland.
Terrible.
Well done.
This is terrible.
Good on you, sir. Good on you.
Oh, man.
I just got another I wrote a really nice email to him.
Yeah.
Want to hear my email to the Chargers?
Well, by chance, does it start with, I swear you can trust me? There is a bet.
He forwarded you the email I sent him. Oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. I wrote a really heartfelt email, didn't I?
Yeah.
I laid it
maybe
out
you,
there.
Maybe you said we will get a straight-up interview about the season.
Yeah.
Yes, it will settle a bet.
Yes.
But there's an opportunity to build a bridge to some regular Chargers talk.
You said all that?
Yeah, I said
all that.
You're
such a liar, too.
Josh emailed me back. I think you should be in PR. That was a great email. Sorry, I'm Team Ireland, not because I'm not Team Mason, but because he donated a lot of money to me playing poker on all those Laker flights over the years. I guess the dinners, pickup hoops, and all that stuff factors in, too. How much does he win? He needs to recoup some of his losses. I can't believe you're going behind my back to the great Josh Ruffrick.
Yeah.
The best in the business.
Hey, when do you go to Costa Rica?
Oh, God.
Are you going there again?
Yeah, I'm leaving on Saturday. I'm there next week.
Is that your favorite destination?
That one Justin Herbert's coming on
next week. Expect a big-name Charger next week.
That is terrible. That's terrible. All right, coming up next.
By the way, Bergman, we can have whoever we want.
Perfect. We'll pick somebody. And by the way, I love the fact.
I'm going to keep working on Josh.
You do realize that Mythical Money played a whole other role in all of this once again.
Yep.
John Ireland knew Mythical Money was on the line and made sure, made sure that you lost your money.
I'm still working on. I've not given up on Josh Ruffrick.
There'll be a Charger on next week. Trust me.
So good.
All right. Coming up next is Game of Games. It is Ireland's game today. So far in the month of December, Ireland 2, Bergman 2, nobody else on the board. Michael Thompson, you get a chance to win today.
What's the game about today?
John?
Mystery. I don't want to tip it, so you can't Google it, Mike.
It's a mystery game.
It's a mystery game about mystery.
Hands off your keyboard, Michael.
Sherlock Holmes.
Mystery game.
The Hardy Boys.
Coming up next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yes, it is Game of Games time. And as I mentioned before, the score in the month of December, Ireland 2, Bergman 2, nobody else on the board. Michael Thompson's here today, so he has a chance to win as we get ready for Lakers-Celtics tonight. You'll hear it here on 710 ESPN. Michael Thompson, John Ireland on the call, Spock and Jock leading up to it. John, describe this mystery game.
Okay, this game is called the Nickname Game. I have a list of famous people who go by their nicknames. You are going to try and identify the real first name of these people. It's multiple choice, so you don't need to buzz in. Multiple choice. Here we go. All right, the real name of Mac Jones, the Patriots quarterback, is A, Michael McCorkle Jones, B, Matthew McAllen Jones, or C, Marvin McAfee Jones. Michael, A, B, or C?
A.
Jorge.
A.
Greg.
A.
Mason.
Marvin.
Mason, you should have gone with the crowd. It is A, Michael McCorkle Jones.
There was no way he was making up McCorkle.
All right. Guess number two. The real first name of Bo Jackson is A, Bomani, B, Vincent, or C, Robert. A, B, or C, Jorge?
Oh, man. I'll go C.
Okay, Greg.
I think it's Vincent.
Okay, Mace.
I also think it's Vincent.
Michael.
Is Vincent B?
Yes.
B it is.
B it is, and that's correct. It is Vincent.
Did everybody get that?
No.
Jorge
went with that. It's Michael and Greg have two. Jorge and Mace have one.
Okay.
Okay. The real first name of Paul McCartney is A, John, B, Peter, C, James. Greg, John, Peter, or James?
John.
Okay, Mace.
John.
Michael.
James.
Jorge.
Peter.
Michael is the winner. It's James Paul McCartney.
That's my
era.
Paul McCartney.
That's my era, Mace.
That is your era, the 40s, right?
Okay.
That's when they were born, yeah.
Mace, you start first this time. The real first name of Halsey.
Oh, yeah.
Is A, Ashley, B, Haley, or C, Helena?
It's Haley.
It's Haley. Okay, yeah. Michael.
I'll go with Mace. He's a millennial. I'm going to go with Haley.
Okay, Jorge.
I'll go with the guys with the crowd.
Greg.
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was Ashley, but I'm going to go with Mason. He knows this stuff.
Oh, Bergman.
No, it is Ashley.
It was Ashley.
Oh, Bergman.
Totally pretending to know it.
Yeah, and by the way,
millennial Mace.
If you rearrange the letters in Ashley, it spells Halsey.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was right there.
Gosh.
Oh, that's a shame, Bergman. Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't follow your instincts.
So the score is Michael 3, Greg 2, Jorge and Mace 1. Okay, and we have 3 left plus a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right, so Mace and Jorge, you need to get this one.
Okay.
Doc Rivers' real name is A, Donald, B, Glenn, or C, Jeffrey. Jorge, Donald, Glenn, or Jeffrey?
I'll go with A.
All right, you're going Donald. Greg?
Glenn.
Mace?
Glenn.
Michael?
B, Glenn.
Glenn is the correct answer, which means, Jorge, you're out.
Okay.
Michael 4, Greg 3, Mace 2. Mace, you need to get them both here, so I'll let you go last.
All right, got it.
Okay.
I got this.
DeAndre Jordan's real first name is A, Highland, B, Demetrius, or C, Hilton. Michael, Highland, Demetrius, or Hilton?
All cool names.
Last one's a good hotel. I'll go with the hotel, Hilton.
Okay, Greg.
Michael should know this. I'm going to go with Michael.
All right, Mace.
Got to go different.
Yep, A or B.
Demetrius.
Mace, it was right there. Oh! It's Highland.
Oh, no.
Highland is the name, which means Michael and Mace is out.
Yep.
Michael and Greg battling for the title, and Michael needs to go first. Michael, Bubba Watson, the golfer. His real first name is A, Lester, B, Robert, or C, Jerry. Lester, Robert, or Jerry? Bubba Watson. Michael, what say you?
A, Lester.
Greg, you got to go different to tie it.
Right, what were the other two?
Robert or Jerry?
Let's go with Jerry.
Bergman has tied the game.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Great, great pull.
Which means,
swag system.
Swag.
Which means it all comes down to this.
Was that worth two?
No, you have four and he has four.
Tiebreaker between you and me.
But Michael, luckily, just in case of this eventuality, I have a tiebreaker. It's just between you and Greg. There are some very common last names in the NFL, according to the Pro Football Database. For example, 10 different guys have the last name Allen, like Josh Allen. How many current NFL players have the last name Brown, like Antonio Brown or A.J. Brown? Closest without going over, Greg, how many current NFL players have the last name Brown?
Okay, there's one, A.J. Brown, and Malcolm Brown.
That you can't go over.
Correct.
Let's go 5.
All right, Michael, you can't go over. Greg's guess is 5.
Oh, that's a common name, so I'm going to go at least 10.
Well, Michael, you made a mistake because you should have gone 6, but you win anyway. Michael is the winner. 26 NFL players.
Wow.
See, I'm on all the jerseys. So I won. That was the easy one.
So Michael wins the game.
Wow. Not of all time. It was just this season, right?
Greg, good. Right now.
No, not of all time. Just this season. Just going on right
now. 5. 26 guys.
Yeah, did you really say 5?
Yeah. Well, Brown's a common name.
Sure.
Greg, I thought you that Brown would, there were more Browns than Allens. Not like Bergman. And I told you there were 10 Allens.
No, Bergman's Bergman. In the NFL.
Hey, well, good job, Michael. There's only good one. Good win.
There's no Briotas in the NFL.
We're going to be a gracious loser.
How many Masons are in the NFL?
No, they're in the NHL.
They're in the NHL.
There's one, and there's a Steve Mason in the NHL. I think actually he's out.
Steve Mason?
Yeah, I think he's done.
I don't mean he's out. I mean he's retired. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Yeah. You should have went Thompsons. How many Thompsons are in the NFL? That's a common name, too.
That is a common name.
Or in the NBA.
All right, so tonight, Lakers, I said this earlier, nothing would be more painful than losing back-to-back to the Clippers and Celtics.
Yeah.
That's a terrible run, Michael.
That's why I think the team's going to understand that.
Yep.
Same mindset that you have, right? Just watching, I say, we can't lose to the Clippers and our hated rival, the Celtics. So they're going to come out ready to go tonight.
Hey, Michael, Steph is 16 threes.
Yeah.
away from breaking Ray Allen's all-time record for threes.
Right.
Tomorrow night, Portland at Golden State. Any chance he does it all in one night, it would break Clay's record for most threes in a game, which is 14.
Which pisses me off.
Right, because you would...
Not because Steph would break it, because I could see him going for it tonight, especially if he gets hot in the first half.
It's tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night,
play
yeah.
Portland, yeah.
If he gets six or seven threes in the first half, then he's going to go for it. Because who are they playing tomorrow? Orlando?
Portland,
yeah. Portland's
in San Francisco.
Without Damian Lillard, so yeah, yeah. They should destroy Portland. So I can see Steph going for Clay's record and for Allen's record all in one night. But what ticks me off about it is Clay didn't play the fourth quarter.
He could have kept going. Yeah.
That's what ticks me off about that.
Yep. All right. I think, is that goodbye?
Yep.
Yeah, that's goodbye. Hey, John, have a great game tonight. Michael, have a great game tonight. Thanks for hanging out.
I won't be on again until the 18th.
Oh, well, I
of travel and all that stuff.
Look forward to seeing you back here.
Yeah, Michael will have a big charger on that day.
All right.
Thanks to Bergman. Thanks to Jorge. We're back tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Sedano and Cap coming up next, 710 ESPN.